This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Probably the biggest problem that Americans are facing right now, besides the potential for World War III, which Nancy Pelosi may be kicking off here by her trip to Taiwan. Aside from World War, it's inflation and the monetary and economic situation that everybody has to deal with. Obviously, you know, those who are extremely wealthy, they don't mind seeing prices go up that much because it really doesn't matter to them. But if you are in the lower middle class or the poorer classes of people, then it's very difficult to do something as simple as go to the grocery store.
Well, if you look at it from a Four Horsemen point of view, so far we've had, we're moving toward famine. You know, we've got governments trying to outlaw fertilizer, which is what caused a lot of what went down in Sri Lanka. But now Canada is outlawing fertilizer.
Really?
They're cutting the amount that you can use down to about 30% of what it was.
Wow.
And this seems to be a move that is designed to bring us toward famine. So we've got war, we've got famine, we've already had pestilence, I think. What was the fourth horseman of the apocalypse?
Death.
Oh, well,
on the subject of fertilizer, though,
every year.
I suspect that this is Canada just trying to ration the fertilizer shortage that's already happening and going to cause a shortage, rather, because a lot of our fertilizer came from Russia or Ukraine or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly which.
Russia.
So now that number is going to be going down, and they're like, hey, look, we want there to be enough for to last everyone, so we're going to reduce you. You can only use 30%. I suspect that's what's going on in Canada. Obviously, it's not going to help.
That may be part of it, but they're doing it in the Danish farmers' revolt. I think it's the Danes, but one of those countries. That's the thing, and they're not basically they're trying to outlaw fertilizer, and basically they're trying to force them off their land. Deliberately they're trying to put farmers out of business, which sounds to me like people who are intentionally looking to start a famine, which is exactly what you would want if you were about to go to war with the people.
It could be that they just want to run the independent farmers out of business so they can hand their farms over to the mega conglomerates.
It could be.
I think famine is pretty likely anyway in the grand scheme of things, with the inflation and the supply shortages on top of the fertilizer shortages and the crops that we're not importing from Russia and Ukraine and
it's
all
hard
these other
to
places.
Imagine that the United States could experience that, but I guess anything's possible. I mean, we've always been, at least in my lifetime,
Bill Gates now owns more farmland than anybody else in America, and he doesn't farm any of it.
He believes in population reduction as well.
Yes, he does.
Which is scary.
Just like the WEC, they want people dead.
That's true. The Georgia Guidestones. We talked about those a few weeks ago here.
Somebody blew those up. All right.
So we're focusing here on a story from the Wall Street Journal, just looking at what people's experiences are. I mean, you know what it's like going to the grocery store. Penelope that they talked to in San Antonio, Texas, has
Is this the non-binary,
yes,
mentally ill person?
Gender-neutral pronouns as a disability that makes them unable to drive, says that they can no longer afford the cost of groceries plus an Uber to and from the HEB grocery store 3 miles away. Before January, $120 would cover the round-trip Uber plus 2 weeks of fresh ingredients for meals for them and their wife, they say. God, this whole they thing. So annoying.
Hey, yeah, how many of them are there?
All right. Now the same trip costs nearly twice as much.
Well, they're squeezing like five people into the cab.
That's sense.
I mean, it sounds like there's a solution here. Instead of relying on Uber, maybe her wife should have purchased a vehicle or something like that.
How are you supposed to say MX?
I would just call this lady Mrs. and tell her to get over herself. She's a lesbian. I'm sorry. I mean, deal with it.
Mrs. Penelope's Dollar Store doesn't sell fresh produce, of course, so they add spices and salt to camouflage the canned ingredients. Quote, my health and the quality of my life has gone down. She, who is 26, relies on their
wife. What sort of mental...
Ask her if she's going to vote for Biden again. No, I can't reach into the article and ask her, but I want to ask her if she's going to vote for Biden again.
And I don't know why I keep assuming mental is clearly physical. Well, there's probably some... I guarantee you if we found this girl on Twitter, her profile bio would be a litany of mental illnesses.
Sure.
However, what sort of physical illness prevents her from driving a car again?
It doesn't say. It just says a disability that makes them unable to drive.
So she can ride in a car and get Ubers, but she can't.
You'd think between
drive.
The three of them, they'd be able to operate a bloody vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her wife should certainly be able to. But maybe she's got the same weird disability that allows them to ride in a vehicle but not drive.
I'm imagining Jackie.
You're referring, for our listeners that don't know, to a former co-host who took away Daryl W. Perry from us. And,
well, thank God for that.
And I like Daryl. Yeah, he was good.
I
know you had your disagreements with him.
He just irritated me.
And people rub each other the wrong way sometimes, but there were few activists that could claim that they did as much as that guy did.
He
did a lot for liberty, and she took him out of the game, and now apparently has taken him out to Bellingham, Washington, and he's completely gone from New Hampshire, which is what some of us had predicted she was going to do long
ago. That's what a Fed would have done.
Yes, it is. Roughly 2,300.
Did she shoot a stag?
Dead cats. Roughly 2,300 Dollar Generals across the country currently stock fresh produce out of more than 18,000 total locations.
Hold on, Washington? Really?
Yeah, that's where her parents live.
D.C. or state?
State.
Bellingham, Washington.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
It's a town in...
Okay, it's a town
small
Washington
city
state.
In Washington
gotcha.
State, yeah.
Because they have a lot of named areas in Washington, D.C.
Sure.
as well, like Georgetown and...
No, they don't know. I don't know if they're living in her parents' house, but I mean, what do you think? So anyway, $2,300...
Getting
generals.
All of those DoorDash hot wings that she can handle.
Quote, while Dollar General isn't a full-service grocer, we consider ourselves today's general store by providing nearby and affordable access to daily household essentials, including the components of a nutritious meal, says their spokesperson. The company plans to expand fresh produce to a total of more than 10,000 stores in the next several years.
What fresh nutritional meals are they talking about? Because I've been to Dollar General.
Frozen burritos.
Yeah, there's nothing.
That's not a nutritional meal.
No,
they don't have any. They don't have a produce section at all. They don't even have a frozen produce section.
Well, what they're saying here is they do have it apparently at 2,300 stores. Just you and I have never been in those stores.
I've been to a lot of Dollar Generals, and I've never seen any of them with the. I'm not saying they don't exist.
I'm saying they have it,
but
there's a picture. There's a picture of one right here. It looks like it. Kind of looks like what you'd see at Aldi. No, I don't think so. It's got their price tags.
But to be fair, the Keen Target here was the first time I've seen a Target with a produce section.
They have
as well.
Targets.
They have a produce section?
They do. It's very small.
It's small.
But
it's
one
of those things where you pay by the lemon. You know, you're not paying per weight. You're paying a flat fee.
I was just surprised to see it.
No, it's been there for years.
I never go to Target.
Yeah. And it's not a super Target either. So they have super Targets, which I'm sure are just as produce-y and foodie as your super Walmarts are.
Well, I wouldn't go to Walmart for fresh produce either.
No, super Walmarts are fine grocery stores. I used to shop there fairly often when I was in Florida. They compete, you know, dollar for dollar with the big ones, the big grocers. So a man named Phoenix Cumlo has been relying on Family Dollar for an increasingly large share of groceries for his family. He says everything in there is super-duper sweet, but it's nearby and it's cheap. He's citing the high sugar content of goods from tea to canned fruit. Income from his Wichita, Kansas tailoring and alterations business has gone down in recent months, he says.
Marriage is a state of holy acrimony.
He suspects his longtime customers are more focused, like he is, on affording enough to eat. So, yeah, a business like tailoring's having a tough time right now. There aren't as many people that need to get their suits updated for 2022. They're just going to fit into them the best they can if they even have any kind of fancy
go on Zoom,
go.
So what does it matter?
Yeah. There's more coming up here, and you can join us if you want to share your experience with inflation and the economy, or comment on whatever's on your mind. It's free.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 760. It's Ian Nobody and Aria in the studio here tonight. We're just kind of looking at the latest people's stories about how they're handling inflation. A lot of them are going to places like the Dollar Tree, which, as nobody pointed out, you got to be careful when you go to these places to make sure that you actually are getting a better deal and that you're not actually even paying more in some cases for products. And, of course, the way you do that is you look at the number of ounces or how much product there is in the thing that you're looking to buy, and then you compare that to what you would pay at a normal store, department store, grocery store, or something like that. You might be surprised that you may not be getting the deal that you thought you were just because you're paying $1.25.
Or you get one of those tiny little granola bars like Conan had that one night that were barely wider than a Slim Jim.
Yeah, embarrassingly small.
Yeah.
And that was a few years ago, if I recall correctly.
No, it was just a few months ago that he was here in the studio.
That recent?
Yeah, it was. It's been a hell of a year, man.
It has. Oh, and a sad week for Star Trek fans. Michelle Nichols passed away.
She's one of the originals, right?
Yeah, she played Uhura.
Oh, wow.
She was the first interracial kiss on network television.
Star Trek?
Uhura and Kirk.
I don't know why they're trying to bring all of this SJW nonsense into my Star Trek. It doesn't belong here.
Sweetheart.
That's the joke.
Okay,
they do it every time Star Trek does something progressive or something, you know, woke or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or science fiction in general has a long history of being socially progressive. But every single time, Doctor Who's a female now, oh God, why are they bringing all of this SJW nonsense into my sci-fi? Dude, have you ever seen it? It's been like that from the beginning.
Read some Heinlein. Heinlein was, he was conservative economically, at least at the end of his career. It took him a while to get there, but, he did one thing that I thought was really cool was he had a character who was either black or Chicano, I can't remember which, but basically he didn't find out till the last paragraph of the book. It was kind of a cool.
Because it didn't matter to the story, right?
It didn't matter to the story, but the thing that took you aback is that it took you aback. It was like, oh wow, he's black. That's not what I've been imagining. It was just an interesting little thing he did. I can't remember which book it was.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You want to talk about pop culture and SJW wokeism and making its way into basically everything?
It ruined my Star Trek. Kurt kissing the genderless alien life form
at thing? At that time, though, it was a different thing. Now, wokeism is kind of redundant because racism is not popular. I won't say that there aren't any racists in the world. Clearly there are, but it's not popular. It's not a majority position, whereas there were people who were upset, really upset to see a black woman and a Russian man on the ship of what they thought of as an American starship. Mm-hmm. And so at that time, that was the courageous thing to do. So it mattered in a way that I don't think it does now.
Today, yeah.
I'm not sure it's any less relevant now when we have, the Black Little Mermaid coming out and people being upset about that. Right. Because it's... Ariel is a fictional character. She has whatever skin color the current writer or portrayer wants her to have. She's not white. Right. Mermaids don't exist. They're not white or black. But that's not stopping the Facebook and Twitter people.
They're usually greenish, but...
In some interpretations, why can't they just be gray or whatever, right? Or why can't they have the human parts on bottom and the fish parts on top or whatever? It's a non-existent creature, but that didn't stop huge numbers of people getting upset on the internet that, oh, now the Little Mermaid's black and everything's just this woke nonsense. It's a fictional character, guys. Come on.
You just reminded me of the lost city of Atlanta on Futurama, where Fry falls in love with a mermaid and you know they're gonna go at it and
he runs into the obvious problem.
So how do
problem.
We do this? And she's like, "Well, I lay my eggs over there, and then you go fertilize."
That was a good episode. I love that show.
Yeah.
They're rebooting it again. I kind of wish
it's
they weren't.
It's the time for the reboots.
I mean, they
Beavis
reboot.
And Butthead's coming back in like 2 days, 3 days from now.
They've rebooted Futurama repeatedly, though, and it's never worked out. The movies should...
It's always worked out. It's been brilliant for a while, and then they took it off again.
Well, the movie should have been the end, in my opinion. As someone who grew up watching Futurama, it's probably one of my favorite series of all times. Everything they've done after the movies has just steadily gone downhill. It doesn't have the spark and the passion that it used to
I'll
have.
I'll say sometimes that's not true with Beavis and Butthead. They brought them back for a one season renewal back in like 2011, and it was hilarious. So.
I still have to watch the new movie. I haven't done that.
It was
yet.
Good. It was good. I'm looking forward to seeing the series return, which should be I think the end of this week when that comes back.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah.
And of course,
is it going back to the old thing where they like spoof, you know, talk about music videos and stuff?
No,
too?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't think anybody would know what a music video now.
Oh, they still do music videos.
All they do on MTV is like reality.
Well, I don't think Beavis and Butthead is going to be on MTV, is it?
No, I think it's Paramount Plus, I think.
I think so.
I don't think it's going to be on
I think they're
them.
The Fox people. No, that would be
different.
Disney.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be on torrent at my house.
I can't torrent things at the moment.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That is the number if you want to get in touch. Again, we talk about pop culture. You're talking about people freaking out over the Little Mermaid going, I guess, black.
Dude, that was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen was these people arguing about the skin color of a fictional character. You want
Why
to talk about
care so
your hope
much?
For,
well, it
that
is
just
silly,
takes your hope for humanity and it drops it into the trash.
I interpret it as something different than the phenomena that you saw around Star Trek in the 60s. I don't think it's so much that they care about the race. I think they're irritated at getting preached at all the time, you know? Because that's the thing. It's like they did it on Star Trek, and that was cool. That was like the first time. But now they're making a point of remaking everything.
You're saying
that's where the disconnect happens.
Gay, female, transsexual, and
having a black character is not forcing this on anyone. It's not shoving things in their faces. It's just having a character who happens to be black. The only people who made a big deal about it are the white people who were upset.
That's true if you come up with a new character. But it's not necessarily true if you go and make a crappy version of Ghostbusters with an all-female cast, you know?
The number,
that one sucked for many reasons, for sure.
603-283-6160. Did you see the newest one? The
Afterlife?
Afterlife?
No, I just found out tonight that has the original cast in it, so I've got to watch that now.
I haven't seen it yet. There's more on the way here, and you can join us. We can talk about drag shows. Apparently people are getting all riled up about that as well. Again, this is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is authorizing another $550 million in your tax dollars to Ukraine on Monday.
That brings to more than $8 billion drawdown authority alone in material and security assistance for Ukraine just since the invasion began in late February.
National Security Council's John Kirby making that announcement. President Biden says a drone strike over the weekend in Afghanistan killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who became the leader of the terrorist group after the death of Osama bin Laden. Al-Zawahiri had a $25 billion bounty on his head, Biden adding that there were no civilian casualties. This as United States withdrew from Afghanistan in August of 2021. USA Radio News. Following allegations of misconduct in the FBI and DOJ's handling of the investigation into Hunter Biden, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is asking if verified information about criminal activities have been covered up.
The evidence that a special agent in charge by the name of Tebow was making decisions of what investigations should go ahead and which one should be stopped.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Grassley alleging evidence on Hunter Biden was improperly labeled as disinformation. The NFL has 3 days to decide whether it wants to appeal quarterback Deshaun Watson's 6-game suspension. In a statement, the league saying it's reviewing the judge's decision. Watson was suspended by the league's disciplinary office for many cases of alleged sexual misconduct with massage therapists during appointments spanning over multiple years. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
We can tell you more stories about inflation. I had another shrinkflation story. I mean, we can. This is what people definitely do want to talk about in America right now. So if you want to share your story with us, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. We kind of went into more pop culture.
Oh, in other news, George Jetson was born 4 days ago.
How about that?
I thought he was born on the 31st.
Well, whatever.
Okay, cool.
So
I always saw that because I saw everyone sharing that. I was like, okay, that was cute and clever, like, the first time I saw it. But you know how these things are on the internet where everyone sees the same thing and they share it. And I'm over here with my stupid meme about a dead raccoon carrying a balloon or whatever. Then yeah. It's frustrating to me how uncreative people are on the internet.
We kind of went into a more pop culture area, and it made me think about something that has been going on social media, specifically on Twitter, in the last 24 or so hours, where the conversation about the drag shows has come back up. And
they dragged it out again.
They sure did. And I don't even...
This issue has certainly not been beaten to death already.
No, these...
We could call it sadistic equine necrophilia, but that would be beating a dead horse.
These people, and a lot of them would probably be totally fine with that, but the people I'm talking about are the so-called libertarians, so-called anarchists, who really sound... ultra conservative to me.
Mm-hmm. And these people exist and they're common.
Yeah.
And I wish they would stop calling themselves libertarian and anarchist.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can be libertarian or anarchist and, you know, and disapprove of whatever you like. I don't approve of teaching your children that there's a hell that they're going to go mm-hmm. to if, you know, they have genitals, but or make any use of them.
Well, see, that was child abuse, though. That was almost textbook child abuse.
Well, that's the thing. According to your values, that's right. Child abuse. According to their values, a drag show is
child abuse. And that's literally what they're saying.
And the thing is, I may agree or disagree with either of you, but the thing is... I'm not going to interfere because they're not my kids.
Right.
Not my family. Not my choice. And that to me is the only way that, well, it's part of the only way that societies can continue to exist. The other thing that I think is necessary is there's some people who just absolutely can't tolerate the fact that there are people different from them, mm-hmm. and, you know, they need to go somewhere and be around their own kind. I mean, bigots have a right to exist. I just don't mm-hmm. want to deal with them, yep. and so, you know, I'd be much happier if they existed someplace else.
Yeah, I think you really summed it up, that you can absolutely be a libertarian, which is somebody who adheres to the non-aggression principle, and you can have all these opinions, and you can express them, you can be as rude as you want to be, as long as you aren't using aggression against those other people. But to me, that's not good enough for a society in which one would want to live. I think that it's also a good idea to respect the choices of others and not meddle in those people's lives, whether it be somebody choosing to take their kids to a church where they're teaching them what we might consider to be lies about hell, or whether it be somebody taking their kid to a drag show that some people might think is just the most horrific thing that could possibly happen to children. Like, mm-hmm.
But see, I don't even know if...
There are shows that people could take their kids to that I would definitely judge them for. Mm-hmm. And I just wouldn't interfere.
I don't want to force anything on anyone, but there is no definite argument that, you know, taking your kids to a drag show is child abuse versus literally telling your children, hey, you're going to be tortured for all eternity if you do this thing that makes this God being unhappy.
These people believe
that there's a very big... If you're going to look at that philosophically, you have to at least acknowledge the possibility that you're wrong and they're right. I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't, because you didn't listen at all. Telling children, hey, you have to obey or you will be punished forever, tortured forever, there's no argument there. There's no ambiguity.
If that was true, don't you think it would be important for them to know it?
It doesn't matter whether it's true or not.
It matters to me if that's what my kids were facing.
It doesn't matter. No, because that's a red
herring. I want them to know what the stakes
were. I understand that, but that's a complete red herring that's irrelevant to the argument at hand. The argument at hand is there's no ambiguity to it. Child abuse.
Well, but that's the thing. I think everybody is going way beyond the pale with calling these things child abuse, because if you really believe that, then you would go and you'd kidnap some children from the parents that have those belief systems, and you'd try to save them from being abused.
Because no, because it's not my job it's not my job to save the world.
I get what you're saying there, but let me tell you this. If you live next door to a place where there's some people, and if there were children outside in the yard and their parents were beating them out in the open, just going and wailing on them, just beating them, would you do nothing?
Like redheaded stepchildren.
I don't know.
You're in your backyard, and children are screaming for help as the parents, one parent, let's just make it one parent, who's smaller than you physically, is attacking their own child severely You know, I think personally, I think spanking is abusive, but I wouldn't be willing to do anything about it. But
I would agree with that as well.
Straight
but
up.
But if somebody's beating the kid bloody, yeah. I might shoot him. You never know. Yeah.
I have met the what I consider to be child abuse, which is, you know, the sort of torture of children with the threats of hellfire, stuff like that, with the same ideological arguments and reason that they're using, right? I'm meeting it proportionately, saying, hey, look, no, this is why all of these things are factually untrue and why there can't possibly be a hell and all of that. I'm using words in the same way that they're using words.
The fair response is
yes.
What you're saying.
If they were to go further than that and, you know, actually start, you know, crucifying their kids in their yard or whatever, okay, at that point, it may be worth intervening with physically. But for the time being, I don't see any reason to go beyond intervening ideologically and verbally in regards to the child abuse against Christian children.
I guess I just consider, when I hear the term child abuse, I consider like something way more serious.
Well, there are degrees of child abuse, right?
Yeah. I guess you could say that. Yeah, sure.
Like someone sending their kid home to bed without dinner could feasibly be called child abuse versus, you know, locking your kid in the basement and allowing them to starve to death. Well, that's a different thing there.
Yeah, so the question is, what level of abuse rises to the level of being willing to do something physically about it by removing that child? Because ultimately, that's what people want the state to do, right?
Right.
Now, we're not talking about the anarchists here, because they will all say, when they're pushed, they'll talk about how they want something to be done about drag shows, but when you push them, they'll say, oh, well, we shouldn't get the state involved. We ought to ostracize, or we ought to, you know, whatever else they've got in mind.
They don't want ostracism, though, because
it's valid to ostracize even if you're wrong.
They don't want ostracism, though. They think they do. But once you start this actual ostracism game, suddenly they start screaming and crying, oh, this is cancel culture. They think they want ostracism. But once you actually apply that and they're the ones getting ostracized because they're in the minority, suddenly they don't like ostracism so much.
Well, and they should
have. Nobody likes ostracism when it's pointed at them. That's the point.
Well, and they definitely, you know, people definitely should live in a society that they find most attractive. The people who are the ultra-right-wing religious people who think that a drag show is going to destroy children's minds permanently or whatever, they should go and live together. And that way they can have no drag shows on their private property, and then there's no potential for their precious little kids to be ruined by somebody who's cross-dressing.
And to me, I think that's a mistake that, like, anarcho-capitalists, anarcho-communists, different kinds of anarchists make, is they imagine a world in which everybody is doing it one particular way. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening. I imagine a motley world in which every county, every town is different from the next one down the road, and I like that.
I do, too, but it requires tolerance.
True.
And these people, they can't handle that. There's more coming up here.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
We're talking about the difference between perspectives. On the far conservative right, you have people who believe that a drag show is this horrifying experience. It's going to ruin children. It's child abuse. On the other hand, Aria, you brought up the viewpoint that teaching somebody about the fires of brimstone of hell is also child abuse. And
well, I brought it up as a comparison point, not because there's anything that I'm particularly passionate about or that I'm concerned about or care to do anything about.
But it is another side of it. That's sort of more of a lefty kind of, I mean, for lack of a better term, a lefty perspective of, you know, oh, we've got to save the conservative children from their religious parents and the child abuse of the religious beliefs they're inculcating them with. They both hold those views very firmly, and they truly believe that the other side is doing irreparable harm. And I'm not going to make one argument or the other because, you know, obviously I feel a little more strongly about organized religion, as you do, Aria, than I do about drag shows. But I will acknowledge that maybe there are some really raunchy drag shows that people are bringing their kids to. Okay, maybe there are. I personally think that most drag shows, from what I've seen, in my life, I haven't been to a ton, but I've been to a couple. They're typically fully clothed men with penises that are tucking them, and they're putting on women's clothing, and they are dressing in, you know, fabulous, as fabulously as they can, and they're going out and they're performing songs in front of an audience with lights, and that's pretty much a drag show. That's what a drag show is, historically.
See, my issue with this has nothing to do with drag shows. I think this started with, you know, nudity at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that was how it... I ended up making an analogy at one point. Well, okay, if you're bothered by people being nude, what's next? You're going to take issue with men's wearing women's clothes or whatever? That, you know, I'm trans, for those out there on the radio who aren't aware of that. I'm male to female trans person. I identify as a female. You know, make of that whatever you want. I don't particularly care. You do you. I'm going to do me.
But you don't do drag.
But I don't do drag, and I don't particularly care for drag queens. However, my experience with these conservatarians, because that's what we're dealing with here, conservative libertarians, conservative anarchists who, you know, they want to protect people. They won't say a word of this in my presence or to my face or anything about it to me whatsoever. They won't take any issue with me. They'll say, no, Aria's great or whatever, or they'll just keep their mouth shut.
But then online,
all of a sudden they got all of this to say about drag queens and trans people. Why don't you say any of that to me in person at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year? Because they're cowards. That's what all of my issue about this is.
That may be
they're cowards.
But I think which is you're not good. It's ma'am.
Neither are most trans people.
Most people are not, but there is a steady diet of that that you get online, and usually stories about it. Sometimes people actually acting that way online, and that irritates people. And I mean, oh, I'm sure I do things that irritate people too. And it just is what it is. But, you know, I can understand, I can understand a certain level of irritation at the way that certain people feel that they are entitled to your agreement.
Again, they're just dealing with these people online, confusing that for the real world. They're confusing these people with their Twitter bios or what are saying that it's them, they, them, or whatever. They're confusing that with the actual real world. In the real world, they won't say any of this nonsense to people. They'll shut up. They'll be quiet whether they like it or not because they're cowards. If they actually had the courage of their convictions, it wouldn't matter if I was like, look, dude, I don't really care what you call me. They'd be like, no, you are mentally ill. Scream this crap at me in person like you would online. That's all I'm asking of these people, but they won't.
A lot of people behave very differently when they're behind a keyboard than they do in real life.
And they, I mean, there's something to be said for that because, you know, the thing about being online is it's safe for both parties. If you're, you know, if you're talking smack about somebody online, they probably don't feel like you're an actual threat to them. If you get up in their face and start saying the same things, you might scare the hell out of them. And
that's a really good point. It reminds me of Jackie threatening to, you know, damage the property of Christopher Cantwell and, you know, shoving her buttocks against the studio here and all of this stuff.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I didn't want to get that graphic. But okay. She was professing the entire time to just be terrified of this guy, right? And
that's
just his mere presence here just terrified her, but that didn't stop her from taking all of these subtle acts of aggression, maybe not violence, but certainly aggression against this person. It's the same sort of thing here. If they were actually terrified, they wouldn't have the courage to speak out online or whatever. And it doesn't take any courage to speak out online, but that just shows how unterrified they actually are. And I don't say, you know, these people should say it to my face because I want to get into a fight or anything like that. None of that would actually happen. I know they won't say it to my face because they know how ridiculous and how hateful and spiteful they would sound to say that to just this random trans person they happen to know. How insane are you to go up to this trans person and just start to their face, start calling them mentally ill, or to this drag queen and calling her mentally ill or whatever? You're not mentally stable if you do that sort of thing in person. You're crazy. There's something wrong in your head. But when it's on the internet, suddenly you think it's okay. No, look, you're still crazy. There's still something wrong in your head. You need to sit back and relax and accept your fellow human beings for who they are and stop hating people.
Well, if you look at Robert Heinlein's future history, and he is the chief prophet of the Church of the Invisible Hand, this particular period of history was labeled the crazy years. So, just something to bear in mind. Whenever somebody says he's crazy, she's crazy, they're mentally ill, my thought is, who isn't these days?
Yeah, that much is true. Everybody is crazy in their own personal way.
Oh, yeah, we're like a bunch of squirrels.
But that said, I got to agree with your conclusion, Arya, and that is that people just need to calm down, chill out, let people raise their family the way they want to, because going on the internet and caterwauling about it isn't going to change anything. Somebody posted a video we watched during the recent break here as an example of the, they put, quote, they put in quotes, family friendly, and then they posted
this was in response to you saying that, you know, most of the drag shows that you had seen were relatively family friendly or something,
yeah,
to that effect.
Yeah, just people dancing and, you know, wearing almost, in many cases, fully clothed.
Yeah, they're not stripteases
costumes
or anything like that.
Right, but that's what these people apparently believe. We watched this video. And
that would defeat the purpose.
Yeah, that would be a strip show.
The point is to dress like a woman. Dress. Clothe oneself.
But in this video, what happened was there was a presumably a biological male who had some netting.
And an actual male. Drag queens are usually not transsexual. They identify as male. They like to dress up as women sometimes.
Right. This person was wearing
cosplay.
Like leggings, like a netted kind of legs, I guess.
Was this person supposed to be a drag queen, though? Because that was unclear. They weren't wearing the wig. They weren't wearing the overly embellished makeup or any of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, usually I expect to see somebody dressed like Mae West.
Those people were there. They were in the background of the video. So it was a drag show. This person
that
was there.
That obese cow sitting down was one of those people.
And we're supposed to be offended by this. And all this person was doing was interacting with a child, maybe, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old or something like that. And supposedly they were teaching them how to accept tips for dancing. I didn't see any of that happening in that particular clip.
Does that take a lot of training? Because I used to be a pizza driver, and taking tips was the easiest part.
Yeah, I mean,
look, some money I put in my pocket.
This person with the leggings wasn't showing any more skin, in fact, quite less skin than the average bikini wearing female at a beach.
Yep.
So this wasn't, they were not grinding in the up on the child. In fact, they seemed to be doing everything they could to stay away from the child. They were interacting with the child, but like they would hand it this, it was a piece of cardboard or something with a head cut, with a hole cut in it, and they were supposed to, I don't know what was going on in the video, but
it was all
sexual.
Very confusing.
It wasn't, there was no context. It wasn't sexual in any way, shape, or form, but this gentleman on Twitter, anarcho_toad, believes
that
drag
shows, I was arguing with him today.
Yeah, believes that drag shows are actually abuse, is what he says. And I said, well, should nudity be banned from porkfests? Because I happen to know this person lives in Massachusetts, and they've been up to New Hampshire and are considering migrating here. And he accuses me. He says, no, stop moving the goalposts and giving cover for child abuse. And I said, so
wait, a naked person isn't child abuse, but a person in a bathing suit is?
Okay, so he's going to get to what he believes about drag shows here in just a moment. He believes that they are a sexual thing that involves grinding sexually in children's faces. That's what he actually believes. Or he's just really trolling and has spent the last 24 hours doing this. There's more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.